In March of this year, I had a buzz cut and I took it right back to a number one. You remember that, Lou?
I do.
Very close.
That was a home job, wasn't it, Matt?
Always home job. For 10 years, I've had a buzz cut. And I just kind of decided, I'm not sure exactly why, but I just thought, you know what, I'd like to raise some money for a good charitable organisation. And how about I give this world's greatest shave a crack next year, as in March 2018, March the 16th to be exact. I thought, all right, I'm not going to touch my hair in terms of cutting it for a whole year and then we'll shave it off. But then you came up with a cracker idea to utilise this mop of hair that's now been growing for a good, you know, seven months.
By having it styled in different ways by the border's hairdressers. Now, there are so many hairdressers on the border, brilliant hairdressers. And I thought, this is how we can raise the money for the world's greatest shave. The hairdressers can make a donation to the Leukemia Foundation and basically do your hair. And you will then be a walking advertisement for that salon and looking amazing.
They've set the goal at $2,000. Right, that's the goal. If we can get more than that, I'd be really, really pleased. But I've set the goal at $2,000. So let's find out what happens to that money. And a lot of other people are raising some sensational funds for the Leukemia Foundation's World's Greatest Shave. Monique joins us from the Leukemia Foundation. Hello, Monique.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very, very well.
Now, Monique, one of the things I wanted to know is, do a lot of people sort of do what Matt's doing and grow their hair specifically and then shave it off?
They do. Not as long as what Matt's doing, though. So we're
super
tasked with that.
Yeah,
that's really, really cool. But a lot of people do. A lot of people grow their hair. They grow their beard a lot of times as well, or their moustache.
Yep.
That's really common. And we love seeing the before and after photos. It's so cool looking at a big mop of hair and then seeing someone a little bit naked afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's looking forward to the nakedness, which is,
I
guess a lot of other people might be a little bit hesitant, but Matt can't wait to shave his off.
That's so cool. And I love how you guys are doing it. That's such a great idea, bringing in different hairdressers and having it at intervals. It's such a great idea.
All right. Now, the money at the end of it, which we hope will be at least $2,000, where does the money go and what is it used for?
The money goes to helping people with blood cancer. So blood cancers such as leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and also finding a cure at the end of the day. So we work on both ends and they're very much a focus for us.
Now, a lot of families here on the border, people that are listening may have been affected by leukemia. We have a friend at the moment whose little boy is battling leukemia. And I guess there are so many different kinds, but the actual cure rate and survival rate for leukemia is really good, isn't it?
For children, it's really high, and it's just come tenfold in the last 10 years, actually, which is really exciting. But for children diagnosed with leukemia, it is a great survival rate. But the reality is that when someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer, they must start treatment immediately.
Yes.
They've got to start it straight away. So what that means is they need to go to a hospital and start treatment literally the next day. And most of these treatment centres are in capital cities.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll need to, you know, move or stay in, you know, Melbourne, in Sydney, the length of time varies, but it can be up to, you know, 6 months, it could be a year. And that means daily treatments So this is where I suppose the money comes back in as well, is with money raised, what we do is we support people by assisting them with accommodation.
Perfect.
So say local people in Albury can come to our accommodation and stay at our accommodation in Melbourne, or they can stay in our accommodation in Sydney and not have to worry about that financial burden of thinking, God, where am I going to find $200 a night or whatever it is to be safe, to be in a good environment while I'm getting my treatment every day.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Absolutely. All right, so as we said, kicking it off today, we've got the first donation of $200 as well, and we'll have just a cavalcade of different crazy hairstyles by the end of this journey of the next 5 months. So I'll keep you in touch, Monique. I'll send you through a few interesting shots. Today, I'm thinking it's going to be a fro.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. We're going to put it on our website. 100%.
Perfect. Brilliant. You and me both can't wait to see it, Monique. Monique from the Leukemia Foundation, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.